Hey everybody, welcome back to the Fat Loss Simplified podcast, where we teach you how you can lose 20 or more pounds of fat, heal your relationship with food, and be proud of what you see in the mirror without obsessing over food choices, spending hours in the gym, or giving up your social life. And today's episode is a real quick hitter, and it's based off of a conversation that I had this past weekend. And it is based around a common misconception around aging. But I was having a conversation with somebody this past weekend, and they informed me that it was their belief that since they were aging, and this person was in their 60s, that they could no longer lose weight. And I think it would do us all some good to reframe this thinking a little bit. I was just doing some reading, and the general consensus is that your metabolism begins to slow at the age of 30. But also, I want you to think about what typically happens at the age of 30. Well, at the age of 30, most people get their first desk job. And so when you think about it from that perspective, when you're a kid, you spend a lot of time outside in the sun, running around, and not really paying attention to what you're eating, but just eating when you're hungry and not eating when you're not hungry. When you're a kid, you're not really thinking about a binge-restrict behavior and trying to lose weight. You're not really trying to think about all those things. You just know that you're having fun outside running around and that you enjoy the food that you eat and you're fueling for your performance. And that kind of does continue throughout your high school years as you play sports and college years as you play sports, and probably even throughout your 20s as you play pickup basketball and those kinds of things at the gym. And all of that tends to slow down in your 30s when you get your first desk job. And when you get your first desk job, you spend a lot of time sitting. And because of that, the demands on your muscle decrease and your metabolism adjusts. Because you're not using your muscles, your body thinks to itself, well, why am I spending all these calories on maintaining this muscle? And it pairs off some of your muscle. And then your metabolism becomes just that much slower. And at that point, it becomes obvious, right? When you think about it from that frame and that perspective, it becomes obvious that the real problem is not that your metabolism is slowing. It's that you're losing muscle over time. Now, granted, as you lose muscle, it's the loss of muscle that does cause the slow in metabolism. And yet, so many people think about it as if the older I get, the slower my metabolism is going to be, as if it's the age that causes the slow in metabolism. Because your metabolism doesn't actually slow down or even start to slow down naturally until your later 60s. But all the ages before that, your metabolism is slowing, but it's not because of your age. It's because of your lack of muscle. And there is something that you can do about it. If you eat the right foods and you put the right demands on your body to build sufficient muscle mass, then you can keep your metabolic rate high, and then you can stave off the weight gain, not only as you approach your 60s, but because you've set the stage before that. You've done all the work between the age of 30 and 60. Because of that, you can launch into your senior years with more longevity and strength than you would have had otherwise. And even if you're 60 or older, you can still build muscle and you can still build your metabolism. Now, of course, because if you put it off until you're 60, your rate of muscle gain and your rate of being able to build your metabolism will be slower. But yet, don't think that there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. You can definitely put an end to a slowing metabolism by putting in the work to build muscle. And so go out there, eat to fuel performance, and increase your energy and longevity well into the future. With all that being said, I hope you found that helpful, and I hope you have a great day. Oh, and today we have something brand new. We just released our Lose Fat Like Crazy ebook. And in that ebook, you receive the answers to the 7 most common questions that our clients come to us asking, and their answers that, when implemented, will allow your body to start releasing fat right away. In addition to that, there's also a bonus of 50 macro-friendly recipes so that we've done all the heavy lifting for you. You don't have to think about which macros will fit into which meals. We've basically handed you the keys. So go down to the show notes below, click on the link, Lose Fat Like Crazy ebook, and download your copy today.